This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Donna Weber. I'm located in the heart of Silicon Valley in Palo Alto, California, and I'm the president of Springboard Solutions. I help high-growth tech companies create customers for life with scalable customer onboarding and enablement programs.
Donna, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, you know what? I was at a Pulse conference last year, and the best line of the conference I heard was, "When users adopt quickly, they renew forever." And I nearly stood up and cheered because that's my world. Is, you know, when if we can front load customer relationships and get users using the product, then renewals will be easy. I see a lot of companies struggling with in this subscription economy, struggling with, you know, addressing renewals in the last 30, 60, 90 days of the license. But when you really engage customers initially, when they're excited to use your product and drive them to their desired goals and outcomes, then the renewal should be a no-brainer.
Donna, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
Well, what I see, Henrik, is that oftentimes it's still very ad hoc. I see a lot of companies using hope as a strategy. So I have an image that I call the customer success bow tie. And imagine it's like a big funnel on the left getting more narrow, and then a funnel on the right getting wider. And that funnel on the left is the buyer journey. And that's become this very prescriptive, proactive, data-driven journey. And, you know, companies can really measure where people are along the journey and who does what, when, and how. And then we close the deal, you know, we sign the contract, we ring the bell, we celebrate a new logo. And then a lot of companies, even though they might have a customer education team, a support team, services, customer success, you know, they're all well-meaning, but they're still using hope as a strategy. They don't have a prescriptive, proactive journey for the customer journey. So they tell the customers, hey, here you go, here's our software, call me when you have a problem. And customers don't want problems, they want to be guided. And so it's really about not just hoping customers figure out what courses to take, what services to take, but really guiding them along the journey, providing that seamless journey.
Great. Donna, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, in the world of customer success, so, you know, there's these newish role called customer success manager, and it's great because they're really looking at how to engage customers. But those customer success teams often forget that there have been folks in customer education, professional services, support, who have been around for a long time, who have been working with customers to onboard and enable them. And the goal is that we all need to work together. McKinsey has an awesome article I just posted on LinkedIn this week called From Touchpoints to Journeys. And so customers don't want all these ad hoc different things to do. They don't want to have to figure that all out. It's our jobs to guide the customers along that seamless journey. And too often I see customer success managers single-handedly trying to onboard and train not just every new account, but every new user, you know? So let's say you sell something to a company, let's call them Acme, and you get them all onboarded and enabled. Woohoo, that's great, they're using the product. But let's say at Acme, they have a high turnover. And so by the end of the first year, 30, maybe even 50% of those users are gone. Is that customer success manager going to single-handedly train every single new user? So there needs to be much more scalable, one-to-many approaches to get all users, no matter where they are in the journey, onboarded and enabled. And in addition, most of the times those CSMs, customer success managers, are doing a product walkthrough. So it's like, hey, let me show you our cool product. But they're not really doing instructionally sound training that's going to help with changing people's way they do their jobs and where they retain what they learn. And so to make it meaningful, there's this saying, jobs to be done. The way that you help users adopt your product needs to be about how they are doing their jobs, not about your product. So one, there's the need to go from a one-to-one to a one-to-many approach, so you can scale no matter who's using your product in your customers' companies. And then two is really focusing more on the users and what they need to do rather than on your product. When you do those two things, then adoption will increase dramatically, and as well, the load, the cost on internal teams will reduce, because you know when the users really get how it fits in their world, and they learn in a way where it increases retention, like with hands-on experiences, then they don't have to keep calling support or the customer success managers to be reminded what to do.
Donna, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I write on the user adoption, on user enablement and onboarding. And you could check that out on my LinkedIn profile, as well as springboardin.com. That's my website, springboardin.com. And check out the blog. My recent blog is about helping customers get first value, which is really about adoption. And then next week, I have a webinar on the neuroscience of onboarding. So looking at how you're really going to approach your users and the way their brains work so that they can get onboarded and adopting your products quickly.
Great. Well, thanks, Donna.
My pleasure.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.